Hi there from the Communications and Public Engagement team at Summit County, Utah. This is Summit in 6. Let's kick things off and get caught up.
Hey everyone, welcome back to another week of news here on Summit in 6. Today we're going to talk about a new county campus and facility improvements planned for the Silver Summit area. We'll also give an exciting update on the Summit County Open Space Advisory Committee selections. We will quickly discuss the county's emergency operations plan update. And finally, we have some big news about our county manager, Tom Fisher, who announced his resignation earlier this week. And we'll talk a little bit more about that and give him thanks for his years of service. So let's get into the news with the Gilmore Parcel.
All right. First up, we just want to take a couple minutes to talk about and give context to some county facility improvements that made significant headway at this week's county council meeting.
Back in 2017, the county commissioned a private firm to produce a capital facilities master plan. And based on that plan, the county identified several high priority facilities that are in need of improvements.
So the identified projects were improvements to the Public Works Complex, the Justice Center, the Sheldon Richens Building, and the creation of a new county facility currently being referred to as the Silver Summit County Campus. The county council then authorized a $19 million bond to pay for these improvements back in 2021.
And since that recommendation and the original budget were developed, several things have happened. The first is that the Kimball Junction area plan was completed, which resulted in staff determining the envisioned improvements to the Richens Building should be delayed until more study has gone into how this facility should be utilized. And council agrees with this delay.
So the second thing is that a detailed programming exercise was completed with departments and who would utilize this new space in the county facility. And this exercise identified needs not contemplated in the initial study, which possibly underestimated some needs.
And there's also been an unprecedented amount of inflation in the construction market. So these factors have caused some rethinking and further analysis of how this facility should or could be developed and funded.
Presently, the public works facility improvements are already underway and are within the budgeted amount, which leaves about $12.2 million available from the bond proceeds for the remaining high priority projects.
But due to the factors mentioned above, the budget originally proposed for the new county facility is roughly $15 million short of what the updated cost estimate is.
So as a result, the county manager directed staff to review other possible funding sources to bridge that gap. Matt Levitt, Summit County's financial officer, worked to identify several sources that could be used on this type of project. His proposal includes using federal America Rescue Plan Act or ARPA funds and transient room tax funds, as well as monies from the county's general fund, municipal services fund, and our assessing and collecting fund.
And Matt reported that due to unexpected growth in fund balances over the last few years and the conservative spending by the departments, fund balances are above their maximums. He also shared that even after dedicating the one-time spending amounts recommended for the new county facility, that the balances will remain above their minimums.
So the council gave staff direction to move forward with the proposed $27 million budget for this new county facility, stating that the project is worthy of the use of these resources as it will house critical county functions that will benefit the community for years to come. This includes the sheriff's administration, county prosecutors, Department of Motor Vehicle, a meeting and event space, and a shell for future childcare facility, which is critically needed to recruit and maintain county workers.
And this budget also allows the county to adhere to the guidelines outlined in the county's High Performance Building Standards Ordinance. The final form of the budget will be finalized through the county's budget process, which will be concluded in December of this year for the 2023 budget.
All right, up next, we have an exciting open space update. The council approved County Manager Tom Fisher's recommendations for appointments to the Open Space Advisory Committee, or OSAC's, Regional Advisory Groups.
And as a reminder, the purpose of these groups is to involve the public in creating, prioritizing, and adopting, as well as recommending, evaluation standards to OSAC for open space acquisitions and conservation easements that may be purchased with some of the county's GO bond funds.
So there are three groups representing each of the North, South, and Western Summit County communities, and in total, there were 21 vacancies to fill. You can find a complete list of those selected to serve on these regional committees at bit.ly/OSAC regional.
And a big congratulations to all 21 selections on these three committees. We want to thank you in advance for your service and commitment to stewarding Summit County's open space and getting the ball rolling on the funds that were secured last year with the GO bond.
Moving on, Catherine McMullen, Summit County's emergency manager, reviewed the county's emergency operation plan with the council this week, and council ended up approving the updated plan.
Just to give some context, the purpose of this plan is to develop an efficient and comprehensive emergency management strategy. Basically, it's a plan that helps the county mitigate disasters and improve response during various emergencies, as well as establishing effective recovery plans.
So Catherine shared some key changes that have been made to the plan. The two most significant included, one, moving the location of the EOC, or Emergency Operations Center, from the Health Department to the Colville Courthouse, and the EOC will have mobile capabilities. The second is reassigning the Medical Reserve Corps to the Health Department and adding the Summit County Wildland Fire Unit to the plan as a volunteer organization.
And moving forward, the plan will become more succinct to only include actionable language and direction for when incidents occur. That will ultimately make the document even more efficient and effective in times of emergency.
Okay, and finally, County Manager Tom Fisher announced his resignation at Wednesday's council meeting this week. Tom expressed to the council how much he has enjoyed working with them, as well as the staff of Summit County. He will be moving on to another opportunity outside of Utah, and his last day with the county will be July 31st, 2022.
And council is going to start the process to fill the upcoming vacancy as soon as possible. They mentioned they may also look into a national recruiting firm to help with that selection process. And we just want to take a moment to thank Tom for his 7.5 years of service to Summit County. We're grateful for his strong leadership and steadfast belief in this organization and his support of employees. Thanks, Tom, for your service and friendship, and best wishes on your next endeavor.
All right, that's all the news we have for this week. Tune in next week for more on Summit at 6.